My name is John Sobrino. I was born in the Basque Country 60 years ago. At the age of 18, I became a Jesuit, and a year after that, I was sent to El Salvador in 1958. And since then, I have practically lived my whole life here. The best thing that has happened to me in life is to have known Archbishop Romero. I was a close friend of him. And also I lived with the community of Jesuits who were assassinated 10 years ago. I was away. I became first a Jesuit and then a priest. Well, very simply because I felt a call from God. It has given me an opportunity to serve others, especially to serve those very, very poor people here in El Salvador. At the age of 27, I studied theology. So I was in Frankfurt, Germany. When I came back from Frankfurt in 73, people started talking here a different language as far as Christian faith and theology are concerned. For example, that this planet is a planet of poor, oppressed people, a planet of victims. It made no sense to me to say I believe in God, in the God of Jesus of Nazareth, and not taking the poor seriously. So I started doing theology along those lines, and then I realized that that was close to what people began to call liberation theology. Now, liberation theology is the type of theology which wants to look at God from the perspective of the poor of the world. It's the way of thinking Christianity so that the will of God, the dream of God, the utopia of God becomes true. I remember years ago in a refugee camp in El Salvador, several times I went to say Mass in the midst of so much tragedy, poverty and so on. All of a sudden I saw a woman peasant, or a peasant woman, and I said to myself spontaneously, when I look at her face, I have seen God. The depth of reality became present in the face of that woman. Her dignity, commitment to be there, her hope that maybe life will be better for her and for others, an experience of God. I think this is at the origin of liberation theology. Maybe people understand better when they know what happens when communities, priests in their homilies, bishops like Romero in their pastoral letters, professors like us, act out of this insight of liberation. What happened? Well, this university was exploded in campus 25 times. Our houses, the house where I live, was bombed 4 times. Then 6 Jesuits were killed. They were killed because they told the truth about the country. And then as Christians said, and God is against that. Why did they say that? Because they thought in a very specific way. And that specific way of thinking is called liberation theology. Liberation theology is a threat because it tells the truth about this world. And the truth is not told. Whoever tells the truth gets killed. Let's have this clear. Jesus was crucified himself. He offers us the good news that following him, life makes sense. Now, following him in situations like the Salvadoran one might make it possible to be killed. As long as there is oppression, I hope the theologians think of God from the point of view of the poor. As long as that happens, there will be liberation theology.